As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Phil's baseball for you on WIP tonight. First of three at Citi Field against the Mets. Man, I'm just remembering the last time we were at Citi Field, one of the worst trips of my entire life. The trip was fine. The games were bad.
Oh, the trip was great. The
trip was great. Jack, you ready to take it away?
All right, there's a lot of played out bits, but there's number one that is I'm just over, and I think people are starting to get over. Starting at number five, and I think this is one that I can speak for everyone here. Number five, the most played out bit is blaming WIP for everything.
I've had enough.
It was back this weekend again with the AJ Brown thing. Every local writer getting on their high horse, turning their nose up, pinky up. You know, it's just
glad we could create something for you to write about this weekend. You know,
yeah. How about that?
There's no thank yous. That's what pisses me off. Not one thank you.
Spike brings up a great point, though. For all the people that want to say WIP is making up stuff and this and any other.
Why are you addressing it then?
Yeah, you don't need to address it then.
Yeah. Why are you addressing it?
Just ignore it.
We didn't make up anything. Just ignore it. You're just mad because people listen to what we say. Stop being so mad. I'm going to start naming you. First, it was Les Bowen on Friday.
Yep.
Jimmy Kemsky, I found out over the weekend. Mm-hmm. I'm actually disappointed in you.
I can't believe WIP. Blah, 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 blah.
Just go draw your stick figures. Who else over the weekend? But John McMullen?
Yes, John McMullen.
He was whining about it. Stop whining. Do your own thing. I have news for you. And this is something that you actually, and I'm sorry, I don't want to put Elliot in this situation, but the other beat writers it would benefit them to watch Elliot. Elliot creates content that people talk about. Mm-hmm. So they talk about what he says.
Yep.
If you are so worried about what we have to say, if you come up with something that is so compelling that everybody talks about it,
right,
then they will talk about what you say.
Right.
But instead, you all just write the same friggin' story all day long, no matter what you actually think. You just write the same story all day long, and you're mad because we talk about something and you feel like you have to address it. Here's a newsflash. If you never addressed it, the world would be fine. AJ Brown just wouldn't get traded,
yep,
and they'd be like, oh, I guess WIP was wrong again. But instead, you have nothing to write about on the weekend, and mm-hmm, you want to get cheap page views because if you put our name in it, mm-hmm, people click on it. Mm-hmm. Just ignore us.
Well, the funny thing about AJ seems to be having fun with this whole thing, too.
Yes, he doesn't
He's
seem bothered at all.
He's trolling fans with Julian Edelman jerseys and everything else.
Yeah.
Very annoying. Right.
Just write something that people care about, and you won't have to worry about it. It's so simple.
By the way, never mind. I don't know if we're going to wind up addressing it. I'm glad AJ got his car back.
Yes. The threat was worrying me a little bit. You know, I'm like, AJ, you're at the point in your life where you don't need to take it in your own hands.
I don't need you going out looking for anybody for a car. Yes, yeah. It's okay.
Yep.
It's insured, I'm sure.
Yes.
Fourth played out bit, we heard a little bit earlier, and it really was a good reminder. Mad Mike. I mean, it's Cowboy Jim at least says evolve.
Yeah.
Right.
Mad Mike, it's just.
Well, I thought he was going to evolve after the Super Bowl win.
He can't do it.
He can't evolve.
He can't do it. Yeah. He can't do it. Bad points, too.
Yep.
You know, like. I know that Spike and I are quote unquote Jaylenators.
Yeah. Well, he listen. He loved that part of it. Yeah. It
made a lot of sense.
Yeah.
No, just kidding. But come on, man, Mike. It's a played out bit.
New bit. Or you gotta hate. You gotta be mad at other stuff or something.
Like Howie Roseman's obviously great.
Yeah. Actually, why doesn't he just shift to? Well, he said baseball's dumb.
You know, he hates baseball. That's
He could hate Maury. He hates right. He could hate Dombrowski.
He hates Embiid. But again, this is all like we get
it's
it.
Old.
We get it. It's old news. Hashtag old news. Mike
hate Harper.
Yeah, that'll be.
He doesn't hate on Harper as much.
No, well, he doesn't. He hates baseball.
Oh, he hates baseball. That's because he does not comment about baseball at all.
He's always against stupid. And, The third played out bit in the sports world right now is standing ovations. Very played
this
out.
Is rich coming from you.
Yeah. Very played out. Imitation is a great form of flattery.
Yeah,
I believe that's what they say.
I mean, you got that right.
Never a doubt.
Yeah,
like. 19 games into a $750 million contract, so a little early.
Also,
how many games did we wait?
We wait till August 4th. I mean, at least that was August.
Also, by the way, the standing ovation after he gets the hit, that's not standing ovation. That's cheering. The standing ovation before he got the hit was barely a standing ovation.
Right.
You look at the crowd, I would say 75% of the crowd was just sitting there.
They weren't into it.
No. You don't, but he gets the hit and everybody's cheering for him.
Right.
That is not the standing
and
ovation.
And they try to make it look like that's what it was. Yeah.
No, then you're just happy that they won.
Yes.
It's different.
And they try it on all these guys now. Like once a year, you see a standing ovation pop up. You know? Only
you're,
one
city. You're at fault.
Only one city did it right. Only one city did it right.
Thank you, Philly Captain.
Yep. Exactly. Exactly. Yep. 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 Yep.
Now he's done for the rest of the hour. He's done for the rest of the hour.
The second most played out bit. Oh, perfect timing. Is Spike going to the movies by himself? Like,
played out
grow
bit.
Up, dude. Like, it's like you just sit there by yourself like a total loser.
No, going to the movies by yourself is an amazing, amazing thing to do. My wife was away this weekend with her sister-in-law. I guess my sister-in-law too, Paige. They went to New Orleans. I was like, oh, Saturday afternoon. Finished cleaning. I had to take stuff off the walls, and that's about as handy as I get.
Sure.
Spackle in the wall, and I was like, I'm gonna go to the movies.
Yeah.
Went, got a big pretzel, big Diet Coke.
What are you, a kid?
Sat right in the middle,
supersized.
Oh yeah. Oh, it was great.
You and Hugh, man. You and Hugh, the single moviegoers.
Yeah.
You came in today. You ruined the biggest movie in the world for everyone
for
sitting there.
Yes.
Big surprise. It's a vampire movie. There you go. There's vampires at the end.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I used to do movies years ago by myself, so I understand it.
Yeah.
I understand it.
I like going to movies in general. I like going with my wife, but
it's been a while since I've gone to a movie by myself.
It's pretty relaxing. I you know what it is? I find I have nothing to do.
Yeah.
Like in the middle of the day on the weekend. If my wife isn't there, I'm
you
like,
don't golf.
No.
Yeah, you don't do any of that.
Yeah, I take long walks. Yeah, you can only walk so much.
What's your hobby? Do you have a hobby?
This. The podcast is my hobby.
Yeah,
I mean, it takes a lot of time.
I'm not disputing that.
Yeah.
Maybe golf.
Well, I played guitar when I was here, but then I'd give up my lessons when I moved up to New York because my guy is down here.
Right.
Once I move down here again, maybe I'll start up lessons.
We'll find some hobbies for you.
But guitar was a good hobby.
Sure.
Yeah.
Spike's next hobby.
Yeah.
But the number one most played out bit in all of sports right now in the world is the Nick Castellanos home run thing after someone famous dies.
Yeah.
So obviously Pope Francis dies, and then now the FanDuel is all they locked Nick Castellanos home run odds.
They did.
Yeah, they did. It started 750, it dropped to 520. We get it.
Yeah,
we understand.
Yeah, I think that joke's over.
But people, they still
it
think.
Is.
Well, it's not funny anymore. Not really. Yeah,
it's just like, and then he hit like a nondescript home run, and the people be like, "Ooh, who died today? Check on your loved ones."
Yeah.
So the Pope died today, right?
Pope died
last night.
Well, officially, I thought he might have died on Saturday.
Saturday?
And they announced it yesterday.
I have no idea.
I think it's
when the Pope died.
But he's gone, though.
No offense. Yes.
Pope's gone.
Dunzo.
So when do we? So you're easy in there, big dog.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah. You relax.
Yeah. So had he hit a home run since?
No.
Okay. So then he could.
It was announced today.
It was announced today.
Well, I'm going with today then.
So you're gonna bet it.
So you're still in on the Castellanos bet.
I am still in.
Yeah, I'm out.
Even on bad odds, he's doing it.
I may be one of the few people who haven't had a chance to cash in on it.
Yeah. Cash in on Casty. FanDuel should do a special promo code or something.
Well, he's the most bet on player. Like, I think everyone's confused. You know, they're not in on the bit. Why it's being bet so much today? They locked him for majority of the day.
Now I think it's funny.
Plus 520.
It started at 750.
Well, they know they can get people to bet at plus 520. They might as well.
Of course. Yeah. People view it as a lock.
This hour is sponsored by Guided. This hour is sponsored by Guided Torn Window. Get 20% off all windows or doors with no money down. 3 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Torn Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. This guy is donezo.
Yeah, Nick, like, come on, man.
Nick in Collegeville. You're on WIP.
What is all the preamble? What happened?
Not you.
Not you, Nick.
Talking
about
Chad.
Yeah, you're fine.
Book guy's done, right. Yeah. Listen, I know facts aren't important on the show. It actually makes it better when we don't have the right ones, but the Pope died 7:35 a.m. Italy time today.
Today.
Okay.
Well, so which would have been yesterday.
I mean, if it was, if it was Joe Schmo from, from the Bronx.
So wait a minute. So is that still, so 7:00 Italy time today is.
So 6 hour difference. So if it's midnight.
Oh, so it still would have been today.
Yeah. It's 6 p.m. here.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
We're 6 hours behind.
All right. Thank you for the correction.
Yeah, well, all right.
Listen, I can't believe.
Have Jimmy Kempski make fun of us for lying.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
I can't believe the baseball book guy didn't quote the other Dombrowski quote. If you squint really hard, this bullpen looks like Cy Young. Did you even play that quote?
He didn't squint. He didn't say anything about squinting.
It was a little bit of squinting.
That was Spike's boy.
Yeah, it was a little squinty.
I'm joking. He might as well just said, like, this bullpen's awesome. But listen, what's going to collapse first? Or what, which collapse would be more devastating? The Phillies bullpen in 2025, NBA basketball because nobody plays in the regular season anymore, or college football because the portal, the transfer portal, it might as well just be a sci-fi portal because these guys are whirling around like it's Star Trek or something.
So which is the biggest collapse, you're saying?
Yeah, which one's going to be the biggest collapse?
Well,
college football, NBA.
Well, I can tell you the one I'm most confident in saving itself is college football. The one I am least confident in is the NBA saving itself,
yeah.
And I would put the Phillies bullpen right there in the middle.
Yeah, so Spike, I understand it's, you know, you're doing it the Aaron Rodgers relax. I understand that, but I'm going to have to agree with a lot of fans where Spritz isn't going to hit. He's going to love this, but he's not going to love this. This team hasn't proven anything to me. They had a run
that
first season and made it to the World Series. That's all they did.
Well, then the next year they were in the LCS, and then they won 95 games the next year. They haven't won a championship, but I think you're minimizing what they've done just a little.
But what you brought up in the past, which makes complete sense, the count of this argument is, they're with the third or fifth highest payroll, and they have major. It's one thing if you just pay goobs or people that are no good. They're paying some serious players that are supposed to be top 50 in the sport. And it's, I just, you know, if they scored a lot of runs, they did. But this team,
well,
without a bullpen.
Outside of Trey, who is getting paid like a top 50 player that isn't playing like a top 50 player? Bryce is, and he is. Zach Wheeler is, and he is. Cassianos is making.
Going to be soon.
What's that?
Whether it's 2 years, Schwarber's going to be. Whether it's 2 years.
No, Schwarber makes like $20 million a year. I mean, Schwarber's value is right on. I would even say Cassianos is actually being paid fairly. Bohm stinks this year, but he's being paid $9 million a year. I think.
Okay, so we'll take the salaries out of it. These guys, this lineup was set. You. I remember one show early in the season, before the season maybe even started, like. This is going to be one of the best teams in the majors. We don't care about the Dodgers. We're supposed to compete with the Dodgers because their lineup is just as good. So yeah, I'm going to take these losses the way I take them. He's like, you're going to take the losses like you're going to take them.
No, that's fine. You can take them the way you want to take them. I just don't think – here's the issue, right, is like – and Jack pointed this out to me last year, and I agree with him on it, is that we only really pay attention to the Phillies, so we only think that the Phillies are the only team without a with a weakness. So if I were to say, you know, the Padres are either in second place or maybe in first place by a game in the West, what is the Padres' weakness? You wouldn't know, and neither would I. And I would say, what's the Diamondbacks' weakness? And you wouldn't know.
Great pointing out the obvious. We pay attention to the Phillies.
No,
we do.
No, I'm just saying that,
not
like
you. I mean, you said Fritz. I'm just saying, like, we pay attention to the Phillies.
It's just that I think we magnify our weaknesses on the Phillies and don't pay attention to the weaknesses of the other teams.
And we did that with our kids, which is all our teams.
We magnify
the weaknesses, and to the point that this Eagles run. Yeah, there were a few people say this team seems like they're okay, and before we knew it, they rattled off 13 wins, a Super Bowl, and MVP.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I'll say during that time, Nick, there were still criticisms there.
I mean, the criticism was insane.
Yeah, the criticism was still there, and they were winning.
They're still there, and a lot of fans, too. Including, I called up several times and asked you specifically, like, can my quarterback play like Pat Mahomes one of these days before they pay him?
Right.
He's better. OJ says he's better than Pat Mahomes. So, listen, it's fun. We're going to enjoy it. And I'll say this about Spike. I agree with you. It's funny how stupid, simple stuff like putting your cleanup hitter in the cleanup spot increases.
It's like everybody's like, wow, Bryce Harper is hitting better with protection. It's like, oh my God. Shocking that you put a guy behind him who can hit that they don't want to pitch to, and he might get better pitches to hit. I can't believe it.
And your cleanup guy doesn't have 12 home runs and 13 RBIs.
Right, yes.
For 4 years straight, it's insane.
Yeah. Nick.
I'll stop.
Nick, next question. Give us something that you missed from your childhood.
Well, I didn't have this in my childhood, which is All these days off these kids have, they're all 3 days a week.
Oh, that's true.
really?
These kids, yeah. They get off everything now.
Right. When we went to school, we never had off. We had like 5 days a year. These kids are off 5 days in a month.
Dude, when I was a kid, we would go to school on Christmas for an extra long day, 12-hour day on Christmas.
Well, you went to Catholic school.
No, I didn't. I'm just kidding. All right, Dave. I was just kidding.
Let's say on Christmas.
No, I was just joking. We went to school. We were in school 18 hours. We get to school at 6 a.m. Get home around midnight. Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP. What's up? Okay.
What it do?
Okay, you ready for your draft profile?
Hey, we don't got a profile today. We got a top three draft this week. This Thursday, we got to narrow it down for the first round.
Okay.
So, overall, we know the positional needs are defensive tackle, edge rusher, and safety. That's my top three. And there was a guy on the text line a couple weeks ago saying that I copied Elliott's, but everyone knows our positional needs. My top three guys at that position are Malachi Starks, Walter Nolan, and Donovan Ezeriku. Malachi Starks, Walter Nolan, and Ezeriku all need a little bit of coaching, and I think they're great prospects, though. They're all potential starters. I think the guy with the biggest upside could be Nolan, and he could make a giant difference. And I'm going to guarantee that we're going to trade up within the top 25 to 20 area and take a guy like that caliber, because those guys might not be able to make a day one impact, but they're going to make a giant long-term impact for our club.
Jack, you want to rate OK Andrew's performance today? I thought it was solid.
Yeah, I think it's a very, very, very good B+.
Yes. I thought so, too. We didn't go on too long.
Nope. Yep.
Good point.
In and out.
Yep. Great job, OK.
Appreciate it, fellas. Also, Stott's looking pretty good.
Yeah. Come on, Jack. Stott's looking pretty good.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
Again, this is not the personal.
You know, it sounds personal.
Well, again, like when people start questioning my that's where I get my back.
That's when it gets
back. Yeah, come on. Yeah. Let's grow up.
I wonder.
Thank you for the call. Okay.
I wonder, because I'm looking at some of the teams that are in front of the Eagles. Eagles, Pittsburgh. I wonder, could they, if, say, Pittsburgh's player isn't there, I don't know who that player is.
Where's Pittsburgh picking? 25?
21.
Oh, 21. Okay.
So it's 11 picks.
Yeah.
They don't have a second round pick.
So you trade your first, your second, maybe something else?
If it's a player that you, if I don't know what it would take to get up to 21, but if you give up the second, would you do it for a player that you want?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who any of these guys are. So,
Well, that's why you need your little YouTube.
Let's do it. I got to do it some studying.
And the Eagles have extra picks, so I don't know. They may value that second round pick a little bit more, and they don't want to give up the second round pick. But if it's a player they love,
and here's the thing, Ike, their second round pick. Practically a third.
I agree. It's the 64th pick. No, you're absolutely right.
Practically a third.
I agree.
That's what.
How about Tanner
understand.
McKee and 32 to the Steelers for 21?
No.
No. Tanner McKee in 32?
Absolutely not.
For the 21st pick?
Nope.
Stop.
Why?
Who's their backup quarterback next year?
Dorian
Green Beckham.
Oh, great.
Thompson Robinson.
Well, it
sounds like you don't believe in Jalen.
It's Elliott's hole. It doesn't matter if
Dorian Green Beckham. He don't even know that's not his name.
Well, Thompson
Robinson. Yeah. ETR.
Yeah,
we're drafting Jalen Milroe in the second round.
Now stop that.
What? Last Jalen they took in the second round won a Super Bowl.
17 game NFL season. Jalen has been banged up at the end of
every
season.
Year. Yep.
If there is a stretch at some point during this year where they have to play four games without him, I want to be 100% confident in the backup quarterback. I am 100% confident in Tanner
McKee. There's no way we can be 100% confident in Tanner McKee.
I'm more confident in him than whoever else. You
come in and play a short stint?
100% confident in Tanner because beat the Giants
as a backup
and Cowboys?
Quarterback. As a backup, what's your better solution?
I don't care about the backup quarterback. I would rather have the 21st pick in the draft.
We won a Super Bowl with a backup quarterback.
That's a ridiculous circumstance.
And then the next year, when your guy left the season with a fake injury,
we
made the playoffs because of the backup quarterback.
That's fine. The 21st pick, I don't live my life out of fear.
It's not fear.
It is fear.
No, I'm just being practical. They are most likely going to have to play games this year without Jalen Hurts, and I want a good backup quarterback, and we have one.
Maybe.
To move up 10 picks for a friggin' safety or something? What are you, crazy?
Well, it could be a D lineman. It's a rush. I wouldn't do it for a safety. No, no D lineman, no DN.
I want Tanner McKee as the backup quarterback unless we have a better answer.
So are we going to extend Tanner McKee?
No, just unless we have a better answer somewhere. I don't know who the better answer is.
Yeah, I mean, you draft a guy too. I mean, Tanner McKee's a 7th round pick.
Okay.
If you can maximize his value now, you might as well maximize it.
Tanner McKee can sling it.
By
You're
the way,
crazy.
Yeah, that was heavy, considering what's going on today in today's world out there, Uncle Shay. to all those people out there that were hating on me about Tanner McKee, after seeing him in his rookie season, I said he was the 2nd best quarterback on the roster, and everybody was still in love with Kenny Pickett. Yeah, he's not even here anymore.
Yeah,
2nd best.
Yes, the 2nd best. Man, that was his rookie year. Yes, the 2nd best.
This year, I'm just saying the guy can.
A QB battle this year.
I'm just saying the guy can sling it.
AJ looks a lot happier with him under center.
It was Pickett who threw it to him like 16 times.
Anybody know what car of AJ's got stolen?
No, I don't.
I think he got a new car a couple weeks ago. So
they took the new one.
I don't know.
Well, before he had an Accord.
He had a Honda, baby.
Yeah.
It's a good
car.
That's
the game day car.
Oh, Tony Fritz sent him. That's what I said.
Yeah,
that's what I heard.
Let me tell you. They didn't steal that Honda, and he was on Instagram the way he was.
Hold on. High-quality vehicle.
It's just a good car, I'm just saying.
AJ, say, if I find you.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you going to do, AJ? Are we being serious here?
Well, first of all, we don't even know who took it, so we need to ease up on that.
Yeah, maybe the guy's enormous.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, a huge moment at WrestleMania for Jack last night.
WrestleMania was last night?
Yeah, dude. Oh, you didn't see all the online reactions? Amazing.
Yeah. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fred.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, I'm going to read a tweet to you verbatim that I didn't think I would ever read in my entire life.
Uh-oh.
It looks like it's a fake tweet, but I know it's a real tweet. Mm. Here is the tweet. Former NBA guard Michael Carter Williams will make his amateur boxing debut on May 29th in New York. Per Uprising Promotions, Carter Williams, the NBA Rookie of the Year in 2014, last played in the NBA in 2023. So Michael Carter Williams is going to box.
Yeah, that don't sound good.
He was a skinny dude.
Well, yeah, and you're tall.
Yes.
You know.
Now, if he was quick, he's got the reach to keep the guy away from him, right?
Punches can't be fast.
Can't
move
be.
Move it slow.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, I don't see this ending well for Michael Carter Williams.
I'd watch it.
Oh, for sure.
I'd pay-per-view.
Especially if I could see who it is he's fighting. He better not get in there with Jake Paul. I know that.
No.
Well, I'm sure he will. I mean, like, so what is this? Frank Gore, Le'Veon,
yeah.
Nate Robinson.
Yep.
All these guys turned to boxing?
I'd pay $19.95 to watch Michael Carter Williams box.
Let me tell you who he better not get in there with.
Who?
That's from the same field as he, Darren Williams. Remember the old Utah Jazz?
Now he's like a spark plug guy.
Too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now he's a different build.
Yeah.
He is compact.
Yes.
Darren Williams.
Yes. 6'4", solid.
Yeah.
Right?
He boxes?
I think so, yeah.
Underrated great guard of the 2000s.
Well, he was like the guy. It was him and Chris Paul at the time.
I just love Darren Williams.
Yeah, like him, Brandon Roy. Now, Roy was earlier.
But he's a two guard. Yeah.
Career fizzled out.
But. Yes. Well, because of the knee.
Yeah.
But as soon as Darren Williams got traded to the Nets was when...
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't want to be there. He actually loved playing in Utah.
He did.
You don't get many people in the...
You don't get a lot of black guys love playing in Utah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Yes, I
was just wanted to say it out loud.
Yeah, it's okay. We're in the trust tree.
Yeah.
Is that him and AK-47? Were they the two guys?
Yes.
Those teams. Those some good Utah teams.
And then AK-47 went to the Nets as well, and then we traded for AK-47, and he refused to come here because we told him we were going to release him, and we didn't do it.
Yep.
So he said that he wanted to stay with his pregnant wife, and he never showed up here. So, 215.
Well, you know it's bad when you want to stay with the pregnant wife.
Yeah.
No offense. I'm just saying.
I'm sure none taken.
AJ in West Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, AJ?
Yo, what's up, fellas?
What's up, AJ?
Man, look, y'all really had me going with that argument about the above average passer but below runner.
Yeah.
That was on earlier. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, specifically now, what Elliot said, just so everyone, is he said he'd rather have a great runner who is an average passer as opposed to a great passer who is an average runner.
Now, I agree with you, Spike. In the NFL, anything that's an above average passer, these people paying money and their jobs on the line. But with programs, I think Elliot is correct.
With programs, you mean in college?
High school and college.
Yeah, but
you can take the best athlete.
I agree. I agree. Yeah. But he was talking about the perspective he was talking about was drafting a quarterback into the NFL. So he said for an NFL quarterback, and I just think that's crazy.
The personification of what he's talking about, Shedeur Sanders, average runner, above average passer. Jalen Milroe, below average thrower, or average thrower, above average runner. Sanders is going to get drafted first, so in that, you will be right, Spike. Yeah. But what Irie said in college, look at the last two quarterbacks that took at the top. These guys could run. Ain't no more statues coming out of college. The programs is not getting statues.
It actually works against you now if you're a statue coming out of college.
Yeah. Now, what I would say is I don't disagree that running is a more – or being able to move is a more valuable mm-hmm. skill for a quarterback in the NFL today.
It's value more, yeah.
But, he didn't even say statue. He said average runner. And to me, Joe Burrow is
better than an average runner.
Well, he's about, right? I mean, if
Burrow's a good athlete.
Yeah.
Sorry, didn't he have like a 50 or 60 yard touchdown run?
He's kind of like when younger Rodgers was like.
Yeah.
Now, compared to the way athletes are in the NFL now, mm-hmm. I would classify him as that, you know, like compared to the other guys. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was a silly. My issue with Elliott is that he is basing everything around Jalen. And one of the excuses he made for it was, he said, well, if you're a runner, you can make up for the fact that you don't have a good offensive line or have good weapons. But that's not what's happening here. Like, I don't think Jalen's a good quarterback, but what he's doing here is not at the expense of, is not being done while he doesn't have a good offensive line or good weapons. So I didn't really understand why he was framing it that way.
I understand it. I do want to share something I did in college football or playing a game. But a statue quarterback, he's going to need a left tackle. He needs a number one receiver. He needs a complimentary running game. If you remember with Donovan McNabb or a guy that can throw and run, we can have below average receivers. Most running quarterbacks, you know who their tight end is because you're going to throw it to him. And you don't need a superstar back because you want to get 500 yards from the quarterback and supplement running yards from the running back. I started this back in the year 2000. With a running back named Kevin Jones from Virginia Tech, and he sucks. I put a running back at quarterback because their quarterbacks suck. And I would just run the option all day. But you notice a guy that could throw like Jalen Milroe that can't really throw, you could develop that. But for the statue, he's never developing them wheels. His speed is never going to no 80 or 90. So therefore, you're going to see more programs, which is going to trickle up to the NFL. These are going to be running quarterbacks that's coming out. We used to have this argument with Michael Vick versus Nick Foles before we won the Super Bowl.
Right.
People was hung up on the sides. I'll always take the running quarterback because I could design my offense. That statue, we ain't got many Peyton Manning's.
But AJ, when did Mike Vick become a true MVP candidate? When he could do what?
When he could throw.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just like, I feel like we're talking past
both.
Each other. Yes.
I think what Elliott is trying to say is that you don't have to be this guy that solely relies on throwing the football in order to win.
Yes, but that's not what he's saying. He could say, thank you for the call, AJ. He could say, hey, you could very easily say in the NFL now, man, I really want my quarterback to be able to move. That's more important than it used to be, mm-hmm. as opposed to saying that it is more important than being able to throw the ball.
Right.
And I just don't think it's more important than being able to throw the ball
it's
as
not.
A quarterback. Yeah, it's not. That's what
it's not. That's why it's a quarterback. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. it's not.
Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Why don't we do this one again? Because we have the Phillies Mets coming up. Tonight, what do you think the Phillies will do this week against the Mets? The winner of the poll is Mets take 2 of 3 at 44.2, but right behind it is Phillies take 2 of 3 at 38.7.
Would die for 2 of 3.
I would love 2 of 3.
Die for
Can
it.
Can you imagine they sweep them? I'm
nah,
having a
0% chance.
Okay, sorry.
You know, they win tonight, lose tomorrow. No, they win the first two and then lose the last one.
So we can't have fun the day afterwards.
Exactly.
Well, how does the Mets pitchers look that's going in this series?
They face Peterson on Wednesday against Wheeler. He's been really good. Tonight is McGill. McGill's been nasty, actually, and he kind of shoved against the Phillies.
Wow.
What?
Well, it sounds like not good.
And then they're pitching Canning tomorrow against Sanchez. They might have found something with Griffin Canning, but he's not going to wow you, but maybe they figured out something.
Okay.
They got a good GM there.
I love David Stearns.
Yeah. I'm jealous of the GM thing.
He's great.
Yeah.
He's great.
What do we have here?
Me.
Oh, you. Well, go ahead.
Yeah.
All right, fellas. So you've got hair. You've got hair and you've got hair. Glad Hair can help you keep it if you want them to. That's right. If you're losing it, don't worry. It's cool. They can help you out, too. The team at Glad Hair has been defending hairlines for over 30-plus years, and they've mastered the Glad Hair technique. Now, if you want more than just a treatment, if you want a one-on-one customized care, follow-up check-ins, and ongoing maintenance treatments for optimal results, then they've got you covered. It's the reason that they're Philadelphia's leading hair restoration destination. Give them a call, 610-980-4000, or visit gladhairmm.com.
215-592-9494. Tony in West Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Tony?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up, Tony?
We ran out of time on me Friday. I told you I'd be calling back with my top three picks for the Eagles.
You
know I do this every year. I live for the draft.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I got a birthday coming up Monday, and I hope they do it for me. But listen, although I love Denzel Burke and Jabbar Mohammed, I will go secondary, and I will have the best secondary in the league. I'm going with Benjamin Morrison, the cornerback out of Notre Dame. If you like the success Marvin Harrison and Zay Flowers have had so far in the NFL, then you would love Benjamin Morrison. He shut both of them down every time he faced them. Mm. And number two, I would go, you struck gold once in Iowa with Cooper DeJean. You go back and get Sebastian Castro. Big, strong physical safety, excellent vision, good ball skills. And finally, I end up with Jonas Sanker, the safety out of Florida. Everything you want in the safety, he comes up, he hits, he's a thief in the secondary. And I know a lot of people like Blankenship. He'll come up and stick you, but he gets lost in coverage. He doesn't have the speed. And I think these are day one starters. Jonas Sanker will quietly take Blankenship's spot. And I think with the afford of Quentin Mitchell, Benjamin Morrison, Sanker, and Sebastian Castro, you have one of the best secondaries in the league in 2 years.
I like it.
You like those picks, Ike?
I do.
I'm telling you, Ike, you know I do it every year, Ike.
You do?
Every year.
I live for this. But I'm telling you, man, sometimes you got to go with the hand you're dealt. And right now, you know, every year there's positions in the net, that come out in college that are higher than others. It's more deep, more depth. And right now, this year, it's the secondary and it's running back. So they can get the other pieces. But right now, you got a secondary that's going to be the best in 2 years. I guarantee you. You got to take these boys, man.
I like it.
Well, be exciting on Thursday night. Thank you for the call, Tony. Howie's always making moves.
I think people are going to be excited if they trade up.
Well, whoever we take at 32, we're going to be like, Howie did it again.
Well, by their luck in the draft of recent years, some stud's going to be there at 32.
Yeah. Well, to me, you're going in, tackle, corner. I don't think you go safety in the first round. I know we like Malachi Starks. I just don't think the Eagles go safety in the first round.
Well, they've very pretty much told you they don't, don't value that position.
Yeah, at least not at that, to get them that high.
Right.
So I think they're going D-line or either corner.
Justin, Tennessee, you're on WIP.
What's happening, fellas? How we doing this fine Monday?
What's up, feller?
Justin, what's up, brother?
Oh, man, I just got off work. I'm sitting out here on the porch listening to Jens finish the show. Been a pretty good day. Day went by quick. So something hit me last week, and I wanted to call Thursday and Friday, but I couldn't. I was that busy man again. But the top five that Jack done with, what's his name, Jolly?
Yes.
Going about Daryl Morey. Dude, y'all know who Frank the Tank is. That's who Jolly sounds like. Frank the Tank goes off on the Mets and the Dolphins and the Devils. That's who Jolly sounds like.
Jolly has a little Frank the Tank to him.
Yeah, when he gets fired up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, he was getting pissed dead off about him, man. So, I mean, yeah, that was pretty daggone funny. And the grade, I wanted to call in on the grade. Y'all, man. Solid A.
I'll take it.
The only thing that don't get it to A+ is Jack saying I ain't like a regular evening caller.
Right.
Caller.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Got an immediate text. Well, not an immediate text. He texted me saying, what did I do? Or something. Yeah. I knew exactly what he was talking about.
Yeah.
And again, again, like I tried to explain to you, Justin, it was a compliment to how good of a caller you are. That also you could claim the morning show and you claim the amateur hour.
I don't hear him on the morning show.
I don't know.
I'll be honest. When I call the morning show, it's like during the season when I'm trying to maybe win tickets or like an autographed jersey.
That's fine. You're a grifter. Okay.
Yeah. Lure you with prizes.
I mean, hey, I got a Jalen Hurts autographed mini football out of it. So, I mean, sue me, okay?
There you go.
I mean,
that's fair.
Owen loved it. He tickled Owen to death when it come in.
Well, so, sell high, I mean, Justin.
Do what?
Sell high.
No, I gave it to Owen. Owen's a Jalen guy. Y'all know that.
I know.
But Spike, man, dude, I don't see how you didn't like the Sinners movie, man.
I didn't say I didn't like it. I just think it's a 3 of 5.
I own it as everybody else. Man, that was a dadgum real good movie. I enjoyed the hell out of it.
Well, because Spike saw everyone loved it and was like, you know what?
I wanted to see it.
No,
I'm telling you, I will pay for you to see it. You tell me the first 70 minutes aren't boring.
Jack would not like Sinners.
The first 70 minutes is boring?
70 minutes is boring.
Holy cow.
I heard Haley Steinfeld was great in it.
She was.
I'm telling you.
Everybody, look, here's the last thing. Everybody in it acted well.
Okay.
The movie looks good and the movie sounds good. It is boring. The horror part of it looks like a Broadway show, and there's too much of it that doesn't make any sense.
Wow.
Besides that.
I really enjoyed it. But I also will be on Spike's side, like on my old job that I used to have. When I got off work at 3:30, I would go watch movies by myself all the time.
Yes.
I love it. It's just like a getaway. You can get away from all your worries and troubles.
Yep.
Shut your mind off, kick back, and enjoy the ride. So I love movies. So
especially if it's something you probably know the missus isn't going to want to see.
Yeah, sure. You go see it yourself.
So, yeah, like this weekend, me and my wife, we're celebrating our 24th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Thank you, bud. Thank you. But we're going to go out and get something to eat.
It's called a big dose of D.
Oh, no.
That's after the movie. But we're going to see
guys like to be stroked.
All right, Jack.
I'm looking forward to the accountant part two. But anyway, great show. Solid A all across the board, boys. I might come back here in a week or two and give you an A-plus after I get my hurt feelings out of the way.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You got to come back after the draft Thursday to talk to us Friday.
Oh, no. Dude, I'm ready to talk.
Even YouTube comments.
Yeah. All right, Justin.
Yeah, that's true. But anyway, I love y'all. I mean, we'll holler at you.
All right,
Justin. Love you, buddy.
You know, speaking of regular callers, and I'll address it with him next time he calls.
Great.
Yeah.
Herb's got to chill out on calling the other shows.
Yeah, I agree.
He calls. It's okay if he calls other shows occasionally. It's like he calls a midday show like every day now.
Well, and they take him at like 1:50, which is rude.
Yeah, because it's right there.
Yeah.
It's just, look, Herb, you can call whatever shows you want. I give you 9 minutes to cook on this show. You want 9 minutes to cook on the afternoon show, you better have some allegiance to the afternoon show.
Yeah. Well, he does, though.
He does.
Sometimes, but sometimes he's working during our shift.
Hey, Softy, then he can't call that day.
Yeah, Softy.
Yeah.
We got shoes for you. Harden up in there.
Yeah.
You guys don't understand how small it is.
I'm sorry, Donato in Norristown, you're on WIP.
That was a good drop.
Hello?
Hey.
What's up, bro? Donato.
What's up, man? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so listen, my thing is, I'm just trying to bring it back to the Phillies, right?
Thank God, yes.
Like, why would you let a guy like Hoffman just walk out the door? A right-handed power pitcher that was pretty much locked down in the 7th, 8th inning for you all year, and you just let him walk and basically say, okay, we're going to replace a guy like Hoffman with a second-year guy in Orion Kirkman. Like,
because because they didn't think he was worth the money, and they had obviously this offseason had a very tight budget on what they could spend, and they didn't want to spend $10 million for a middle relief guy.
They don't give 3-year deals to relievers.
Yeah, either. I thought Hoffman was really good too, but it was a really expensive contract, and they didn't have the money this offseason.
But see, I don't think unless you go out and make a move for you, they're. As is, this team would compete, but I don't think they're getting to a World Series with this bullpen. They're starting.
We didn't get to the World Series with last year's bullpen. We had Hoffman last year. We lost in the first round.
That's because your bats went ice cold.
Yeah, but he also choked too.
Hoffman lost two of those games, basically.
Right, but so did the closer for
Cleveland, who was the best closer in baseball all year and gave up a two-run home run to cost the Cleveland Indians or Cleveland Guardians the series. Against
yeah, I'm just saying, I appreciate the call, then. Hoffman's good. I understand not wanting to pay $10 million a year for Hoffman. The question is, could they have gotten it done during the season earlier, less money?
Well, and the thing is, I mean, he's pitching great right now. Obviously, we'd love to have him. He did fail two physicals.
Yes.
You know, yeah. and relievers are usually so fickle. A guy pops and then falls off. 3 years is a pretty big commitment for a reliever.
A reliever who's had 1.5 really good years. That's sure. It. Yeah. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
What I miss most about being a kid is grilled cheese sandwiches. My butler used to make them with tons of butter and a pinch of gold leaf flakes. Chef's kiss. Spike in the studio.
Yeah, don't forget the truffle, black truffle on there as well. What's next?
Do you like listening to two guys just name quarterbacks with seemingly no purpose? You probably don't because it's wildly boring. But if you do, join Spike Eskin and Elliot Shore Parks for the new Odyssey podcast, Above Average Thrower. Mike in Havertown.
I said if he was right to name other quarterbacks in the league that fit, who were top 10 quarterbacks. It's
can't
not
do
there.
It.
Yeah, can't
no.
do it. It's not true. What's next?
I can explain the salary cap better than either of you can explain whatever it is you are arguing about. Jake Rosenberg, after Spike and Elliot said a bunch of words.
Circular argument.
He wasn't answering.
I know, but at one point it was basically like, you're wrong. No, you're wrong. Well, I think you're wrong. It's my opinion.
Well, he didn't have any evidence. He said his only evidence.
Well, and he said he changed what he said on the podcast versus what he said on the air today.
Well, he kept changing it. Yes. What he said on the podcast was very clearly, I would rather have a quarterback who is great at running and average at throwing than a quarterback who is great at throwing and average at running.
And at some point, he realized how silly that was.
Right. And so he pivoted.
Yeah.
When he's talking to himself, it's fine.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
And then when people start responding to it, like, what? Yeah. What'd you say?
Maybe it's just unfair of me to bring up Elliot's Go Bird stakes on the air.
No. Okay. Absolutely not.
I'll keep
doing it. Fair game.
Okay, all right. I'll keep listening then. Beware, Elliot. I'm listening every day. What's next?
I remember when Ike and I were with some girls squirting water guns and eating some ice cream. Tornado Shapiro.
Oh, it's just...
That was weak.
Yeah. Thought I was going to go.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Work with what I got.
Yep, for sure. What's next?
Mommy, I told the new guy that the ice cream truck only comes around because of me. And he told me that he does 250 push-ups a day. I guess we're both liars. That kid across the street from Spike's new house.
I believe the kid. Hold on. I believe the kid. He said it wasn't turning. The ice cream truck was turning away from our street. He chased them down. He said, please come down this street. And the ice cream truck comes down that street. I believe him. And so he's being honest, and I'm being honest about the push-ups.
Listen.
I'm 50 short today, buddy.
Listen, the kid is flat-out lying, but that's okay. You're being a good neighbor by believing him.
Yes!
So, no, you did the right thing.
Okay.
Yes, believe the kid. He wants to feel like the big man in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I get the ice cream truck coming through.
Little does he know, the ice cream's not even vegan. I can't eat it anyway. What am I going to do with the ice
cream?
That
is terrible.
Yeah.
You have to have vegan ice cream, really?
Well, I can't have dairy. No, I could have a popsicle. I could have the rocket,
like a
popsicle. Yeah,
but you can't have ice cream.
Not the ice cream that's in the ice cream truck.
Wow.
No. Yeah. No dairy.
Man. The more I learn about being a vegan, the further I get away from being a vegan.
If it comes from an animal,
right?
I can't have it. Can't even have honey.
It comes from an animal.
Yeah. Can't even have honey.
Why can't you have honey?
It's the bees.
Yeah, but they naturally do produce honey.
They do, but it's not naturally stolen from them. And also... Just real quick, and I promise I won't continue.
Here comes high horse, yep.
No, not high horse.
High horse is Spike Eskin.
But do you know how they keep the bees there to do it? They cut the wings off the queen bee so it doesn't leave, so the bees continue to produce honey there.
Yeah, well, they're bees, whatever. I mean, it's fine.
You can do it.
Well, I'm sure some places are different than others.
Well.
I mean, there's some cruel places, I'm sure.
It's not for you, the real.
You can get raw honey, you know, it's fine.
You can.
from locally sourced.
You're not stopping me from using honey.
Yeah, either you care about it or you don't.
Bees, some animals I do feel bad.
We get it with some animals, bees.
But I get it.
Is a bee an animal or an insect?
It's an insect. I didn't start off.
There's a difference, isn't it?
Yes, I didn't start off as the honey thing. It started off. I even ate fish and stuff like that. Yeah. It's gotten more extreme as
well. That makes sense. Yeah. Everyone sees it.
You get the propaganda emails. The PETA emails. What the hell am I supposed to do?
You want
to
see what level can I get to
now,
next?
Yeah. Have you gotten to the point where you won't even call it a bullpen anymore? You'll call it an arm barn.
No,
PETA wants that changed.
No, PETA. Well, PETA goes over the educational.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thank him for it, but that's not me.
You're still called a bullpen?
Yeah, I still call it a bullpen.
Okay, good.
Meanwhile, you wear leather shoes, don't you?
No.
No?
He doesn't wear leather shoes.
No, absolutely not. No. Come on, man. Do you think if there's anyone that we know that would do as hardcore as that?
No. I have two leather belts, but I have them from before I was vegan, so.
So now it counts.
Well, what am I supposed to do? I'm disrespecting the animal by throwing it away.
Okay.
Once, 19 years old.
No, it's just interesting. Sometimes you
I do not wear leather shoes.
Unless it's a medical condition, I'll never be a vegan. I can't even wear leather shoes. I can't wear a leather belt.
Well, you can make whatever rules you want.
No, I have you calling me out like, hey, you know that's an animal.
No, I don't call anybody out unless they call me out. That's the one thing you can say about me. I don't walk around pointing fingers. It's when people start going, oh, you're eating like a rabbit again. I'm like, oh, okay, murderer. I get pushed.
That's enough to make me stop saying eating like a rabbit again.
Jack, are you doing lean off?
Hell yeah.
All right.
Wow, he's working on a Monday.
Wow.
I don't have to listen to other people's baseball opinions.
Yeah, there you go. But leading off is next. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drop deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.